Milwaukee area residents are speaking out in support of abortion rights. Yesterday, hundreds of protesters gathered for a rally and march in downtown Milwaukee in response to a leaked draft opinion from the United States Supreme Court that would overturn Roe v. Wade, a case that legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. If the case is overturned, nearly all abortions would become illegal in Wisconsin. It would be a crime punishable by up to 6 years in prison, a fine up to $10,000, or both. WUWM's Taryn Powell has the story.
Crowds of people started arriving to Red Arrow Park around 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon to show their support for abortion rights. Everyone from couples to friends, students, families with young children, and elders filled the park raising posters and banners. Among some of the messages were legal abortion once and for all, my body belongs to me, and girls just want to have fundamental rights. The rally was organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation, Milwaukee. Representatives from the party gave brief speeches ahead of the march about what is at stake if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Here's one of the speakers who identified themselves as McKenna.
If Roe v. Wade is overturned, there will not be abortions available for the fear of prosecution by the state. Many pregnant people in Wisconsin will either have to seek abortions in another state that has these fail-safe protections put in place, or be forced to carry their pregnancy to term. The other and most important point that I cannot say enough is that removing access to safe abortions does not stop abortions from happening.
That's right.
McKenna says abortions will continue to happen and they will be deadly. And Robin Kulik agrees. She says legislators can make all the laws they want, but abortions will not stop. She held a sign that read, "The more you tighten your grip, SCOTUS, the more the uteruses will slip through your fingers."
They seem to only care about the fetus, not the woman who is carrying that fetus. And once that fetus becomes a baby and is now out in the world, they couldn't care less.
Gracie Scher says she was at the march in defense of women's rights. She says she was disheartened, disappointed, and really angry about the court's draft decision.
I felt like I had been punched in the stomach and I started to cry. I'm 66 years old. We should be done with this. This is established law. No woman should have the government reach in and try to tell them what they can and can't do. And no other person who has a different religious belief than I am should dictate to me what I can and cannot do with my body.
Scher says her message to all women is to stand up and fight back. And joining the rally at Red Arrow Park is how Isabella and Rue Jacobson chose to fight back. Here's Rue.
I was very mad and I wanted to do something about it, so this is perfect.
Isabella says she was feeling hopeless when she saw that Roe v. Wade is in danger of being overturned, but seeing people mobilize around the issue is giving her hope.
It means fighting back for my rights and everyone's rights that has uteruses, feeling more in control of what's going around in the government. Coming out here is like a way for empowerment, I feel like, and it's just exciting to see everyone out here and their signs.
Once the speakers concluded, protesters filed onto the streets, escorted by a car caravan headed to Planned Parenthood.
Our choice!
Our baby!
Our choice!
Our baby!
Our choice!
Our life is a lie. They
don't
care if people die.
While some Milwaukee area residents are disappointed by attempts to overturn Roe v. Wade, anti-abortion groups are celebrating. In a statement, Pro-Life Wisconsin says, if the draft opinion does indeed hold, our work only intensifies in the effort to ban abortion without exception in our state statutes and enshrine the right to life in our Wisconsin Constitution. The draft decision from the court could change before it is finalized, which is expected in June or July. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.